For more on this, I'm joined on the line now by a correspondent, Paul Nolan, who's in the Westlands district of Nairobi. Paul, thanks for joining us. Now, polling stations have opened. What's happening where you are?
Hello there, Olia. Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm at the Westlands primary in the Westlands constituency. The mood is fairly good here at the moment. I'm in an area that's fairly affluent, young, upwardly mobile. Around here, there's lots of businesses, shopping malls, bars, cafes. So the mood seems good. People are confident. People are happy to be voting today. The queues are very long. Some people that I spoke to said they've been here since 4:30 in the morning. So a long wait for people voting, up to 2 or 3 hours. So, but generally, everything is good here. It's looking good so far.
And would you say it's well organised so far?
It is. There are about 15 different streams here, so people are going into various different sections and voting. One of the concerns has been the time it takes for each voter to cast his ballot, because there are 6 ballots to cast in this election. So on average, each person is taking up to 5 minutes. So that is a long period of time. As I said, people have been here since very early this morning, and it looks like it's going to be a very long day. But yes, it's pretty well organised.
Now, the neck and neck rivals for the presidency are Prime Minister Raila Odinga and his deputy Uhuru Kenyatta. Has either of them appeared in a stronger position so far?
Well, up until recently, I would say that the Cord candidate, Raila Odinga, was in the lead in most polls. But the most recent polls say that Uhuru Kenyatta may have taken a slight lead. Now, the margin is very small, so it's not likely to make a big difference. If things stay as they are and the exit polls are correct, that would mean that no candidate would get the 50 plus one number of votes to win in the first round, and it would go into a second round. So, it's a case of wait and see for the moment. I think if I said any more, it'd be speculation.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Paul Nolan, our correspondent, who's in the Westland district of Nairobi in Kenya.